This is Talking Back. I'm your host, Dr. Paula Sperry.
In our studio today, we have Don Cameron, and he's an energy medicine practitioner with a particular focus on working with veterans and their families, which I find the combination, Don, to be quite interesting, and I'm really glad that you can join me today to talk about how you work with veterans using energy medicine.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So, energy medicine, explain.
Well, it's a medicine that works on our energy fields. You see, each of us has an energy field, but most people need a bit of training before they can detect it. And as we go through life, our physical bodies, of course, get wounded by the various things that happen to us, but so do our energy fields. And our energy fields get wounded not only by physical things, but also by emotional things. Mm. So you can get a wound in your energy field from anything relatively minor, like a car accident, let's say, even if it didn't injure you physically, or all the way up to being molested, being abused, surgery, even divorce, and all the way up at the far end of the scale to combat. Right. And when we talk about it in combat veterans, we call it PTSD. The energy wounds are called PTSD.
Oh, I think everybody out there has heard of that.
Well, for those who haven't, it stands for post-traumatic stress disorder,
right,
which is a mouthful, but it basically means that when you've had some kind of stress to your system, you can have problems. And it's a whole range of problems that can occur. And many of them, not all of them, but many of them are caused by wounds to the energy field that we have. And the tricky thing about the energy field wounds is that when they heal or partially heal, they leave scars.
Mm.
Now, when you get scars in your physical body, you can detect them. You can feel them, you can see them, whatever. When you get scars in your energy field, you don't see them. They're not obvious. But they can show up even years later as emotional symptoms, physical symptoms, even spiritual symptoms of being sort of disconnected from reality. So they're pretty significant things to happen to you.
These energy field scars.
The energy field scars.
Yeah.
Exactly. Energy field wounds that result in scars that can hang around for a long time.
Well, Don, how could you tell if you have an energy, while you were talking, I was just thinking about all the, some of the wounds I've had in the past few years. I mean, we all get them,
Everybody does.
And more emotional and psychological than physical, thank goodness, in today's day and age, or maybe not. But I know if I have a scar on my arm or something, you're right, I can palpate it, I can feel it. Yep. But how do we tell that we have wounds in our energy field?
It's hard to tell as an individual. You need to come to somebody who is an energy medicine practitioner, which is what I do.
Okay.
And what we as a class of people can do is to detect the scars in the energy field, which takes some training, and then to kind of remove them or smooth them over. I'm talking obviously metaphorically, but that we can essentially smooth over these scars in the energy field. And because of that, we can either reduce the symptoms that people are experiencing or possibly even heal them altogether.
So do you do this by diving right into the problem or by sort of pushing it away?
Really neither. It's a process which is different than most other techniques that I've seen. Perhaps the closest would be Reiki. Some of your listeners have heard of Reiki or experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Or acupuncture. Both of these are forms of energy medicine. But the tradition I trained in is in shamanic energy medicine, which is based on the way the shamans, the medicine men and women of the traditional or native societies, have been using for probably tens of thousands of years.
Now, is it American shaman
doesn't
stuff,
matter.
Or?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're all very similar. And in fact, the process is really very, very simple when observed, because all I do, all it appears that I do anyway,
right,
is to run my hands through the energy field over the person's body. That's all.
Hmm.
There's no talk. There's no touch, which makes it very sweet from the point of view of somebody who's been abused, for example, because it's not invasive.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular for many veterans who are perhaps understandably concerned that if they're faced with somebody who has had no military experience, how can we possibly understand what they've been through? Well,
right,
that's true if you're talking to each other, if they have to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. In this approach, this energy healing approach, you don't have to discuss anything. There's no talk required.
Well, I've seen a lot of, and I've talked to a lot of energy workers, and it's interesting because everybody picks their own society to work with. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, it's like, you know, women or, you know, this or that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what impressed me about your work, Don, is that you work with veterans. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to know how you decided to gravitate toward the veteran with this work.
Several reasons. Primarily that PTSD is a huge problem in the veteran community. Mm-hmm. The statistics are just staggering. I saw recently that there's an estimate of about 300,000 veterans with PTSD just from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Mm. And that's not counting those who already have it from Vietnam, for example. So it's a huge problem, and the VA is completely overwhelmed.
And the effect, how do they treat it, the VA?
There's a lot of different methods.
Okay.
But
do they even recognize some of the things you do?
No. They don't recognize this form of energy healing. Mm-hmm. They've been reluctant, I think. Well, understandably, they focus on what they call evidence-based medicine. Mm-hmm. And you have to go through hoops in order to prove that something works. It's only very recently they've even started to take meditation or the relaxation response as a component of
right.
treating PTSD. But I think the problem is that no matter what they have in their arsenal of, if I can use that word, of treating PTSD, there just isn't enough, there aren't enough resources to go around. And so the most common complaint that I hear from veterans is they're just not getting the services they need. They're either not getting enough services or the services they're getting are not working.
Well, and a lot of the services that they are using are the typical drug approach. I mean,
exactly.
It's a pill for every ill. And what those do is poison the system and tend to dummy down the impulses that are causing the problem.
I was talking to one guy the other day, and he said he was sick of it because he said the side effects of the medication are worse than what he had when he came in. When you started.
So do you find yourself working with some drug-addicted individuals who would prefer not to be taking pharmaceuticals to get rid of the
PTSD.
PTSD
yeah.
that they
yeah.
may have picked up at the in the military?
In general, it's important to be free of any particular drugs, whether it's alcohol or any other kinds of drugs, in order to really respond to this kind of healing.
Work, yeah.
Because it's as much spiritual as it is emotional or physical. Mm. And if you're not clear from the point of view of being responsive, then it just doesn't work very well.
Right.
But in terms of people who have, let me just tell you some of the benefits that I've seen from this kind of healing. Just first of all, in general terms, people who, if I can divide people into two groups, not the extreme cases of combat PTSD first, but just two groups of people who perhaps got lesser symptoms of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may be very depressed, they may be unmotivated, they may be apathetic, they can't really get up in the morning, they can't figure out what they want to do next. Those kind of people, even in one session, will typically come up to, if I can put it that way, a more normal level. And people who are the other extreme of these symptoms, who may be wired, anxious, feeling that they're floating, can't get down to anything because they're so just, you know,
sort of manic.
Manic at sixes mm-hmm. and sevens all the time. This kind of healing can bring them down to a more normal level. So in both these cases, they can be more, let's say, responsive mm-hmm. to either psychotherapy that they're getting or perhaps to substitute medication if they've been on some kind of addiction and they're trying to get off it.
Right.
So these are kind of the sort of basic benefits that you see. But some other ones are worth talking about, some examples, because I said before that the scars in the energy field can really hang around for a long time
right.
and you're not aware they're there, you're not aware what they're doing to you.
Yeah.
And a couple of cases were really struck me this way. One was there was a woman who came to me, not a veteran as it happens, but she had been abused by her father, and her mother had basically looked the other way, as far as I could gather. I mean, I wasn't told the whole story. I didn't need to know it, but this was roughly what I heard from the mother mm-hmm. afterwards, who was feeling obviously very guilty about it. During my session, this young woman told me that she actually felt herself being hugged by her mother. And she said that was something that she had never actually happened in her life.
Wow.
So this was a huge breakthrough for her. And the other one that was sort of similar in a way was a young woman who was very depressed, kind of apathetic, that apathetic approach that I was talking about earlier. She, during my session, just this first session, she said she actually saw a memory of a happy running child herself.
Oh, wow.
And she said she hadn't realized that that happy running child memory even was still inside her. And afterwards, her mother said, I got my daughter back. She said that was 15 years of psychotherapy in 1 hour.
Wow.
So there was a block that she wasn't even aware was there, or the cause of it wasn't even aware. She'd shut off that happy, running, smiling child without realizing that that was what was causing her problems today, maybe 20 years later.
You know, energy is an amazing thing, and when it gets all twisted up, it's just like scar tissue in the body. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is Talking Back. I'm your host, Dr. Paula Sperry. We're at 92.1 FM in Provincetown, WOMR, and we're also at 91.3 FM, WFMR in Orleans. I'm with Don Cameron today, and he's an energy medicine practitioner, and he works with veterans and their families, focusing on getting rid of the emotional and spiritual scar tissue that comes from post-traumatic stress syndromes and the like. So, Don,
you managed that mouthful very well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for straightening it out before. Now, is this an alternative to other forms of treatment?
No, it's not an alternative. It's really more of a complementary approach to conventional medicine or to psychotherapy. If you just do energy healing by itself, it's not going to cure something serious physically like cancer. But if you use it in combination with other medical approaches, it can often accelerate the healing process. Mm. So, and in fact, it can often provide a breakthrough to rapid healing, whether at the emotional level or the physical level or the spiritual level. I say the physical level because even though the scars are in the energy field, you all know, or we all know, that if we've, say, got a sensitive back that has a physical basic problem, that sensitive back can become a lot more painful when we're under stress.
Right, or we have financial difficulties,
right. Or we have migraines, they can suddenly pop up when we're under emotional stress. So often there are things which have a physical root, but they're amplified by our emotional stresses. And these are the kinds of things that energy healing can definitely help. And in fact, also, it's... Well, let me give you a couple of other examples, because this may clarify. Not quite so much the complementary aspect, but a couple I was going to give you before the mini break there. One guy who came to me had been going through therapy for some time. He was getting off some kind of substance abuse. And his therapy had been going well, but it stalled. And his therapist couldn't figure out why, and he couldn't figure out why. So at the end of my session, when I asked him how he was feeling, he said, I'm kind of sad. He said, it feels like there's something missing. And we didn't go into it. I gave him some ideas for how to work with that. And I heard about a week later from his therapist, she said the story had been that he had had a toxic relationship a couple of years before. He'd broken up with his girlfriend because he knew it was toxic. And just recently, he said, he'd been obsessing on getting back in touch with his girlfriend, even though he knew it was toxic, relationship was toxic.
Yeah.
He said, after my session with him, that's what was missing, his obsession with getting back in touch with his girlfriend. He'd lost the obsession, and all of a sudden, his therapy progress picked up again.
Excellent.
Which was another of these, you know, invisible scars that are hidden in there that you just don't know about.
Well, so that answers a question I asked earlier, like, how do these things show up? I mean, getting back into a toxic relationship with someone is a great example.
And the other one, another quick one I'd mention, is an artist, a very accomplished artist, who all of a sudden was blocked. He just couldn't figure out how to get going again.
Yeah, I've seen that before. And writers with writer's block,
same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And his wife actually persuaded him to come and see me. And during the session with me, again, just the first session, he said he saw his anger leaving out the door, was the way he put it.
Oh, wow.
And it turned out afterwards that had been what was blocking him. There was some kind of bitterness or anger locked into him.
Now, did he
got into the details.
Right. That was my question. Do you really have to get into the details of what that anger was
about? He didn't even tell me that he was angry.
Wow.
There was no talk in this one.
Yeah. And then he got back to...
But he got back, his block was removed, and off he went again.
Yeah, so these things are, you know, things that bother us, and they wind up manifesting into physical complaints. But if we can catch them at the psychological, spiritual level sometimes, Don, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, these things can just, like, leave right out the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what part of Cape Cod do you practice on?
I have an office in Orleans and also one in Hyannis.
Great.
I also do phone sessions. Mm-hmm. I know that's hard to believe. I didn't believe it myself when I first started this work. But this process, believe it or not, actually works just as effectively over the phone.
You know, I know some other energetic healers, and they do oftentimes they're almost their whole practices over the telephone, and it does work, apparently.
I prefer to meet somebody for the first session face-to-face, but after that, phone sessions are just as good.
That's great.
And I'll also even make phone calls because I know that, I mean, sorry, house calls, because I know that, you know, many people who have really serious PTSD often are just not eager to get out of their own houses.
Yeah.
And if that's the situation, then I'm willing to work with them on that basis.
Plus, you work with families, and I could imagine by going to a person's house and meeting the family in their own space might have some help for
maybe,
the process.
You know, the spouses of veterans often have almost as bad a time as the veterans do. The man or woman who comes back from Afghanistan is often not the same person who left maybe five deployments ago. And the spouses just don't know how to handle it. They can't handle it.
Right. They're not the same person.
And so this kind of, I'm not saying this kind of process can cure that problem, but it can certainly take the edge off.
Right.
It can certainly work in conjunction with whatever other support groups say they're part of.
Do people ever, coming back from a combat situation like that, Don, do you think that they could ever find themselves again where they used to be?
It is possible. Mm. It is definitely possible. There are a lot of treatments out there, not all of them in the VA or not all of them supported by the VA.
Right.
But there's a whole slew of treatments that are outside the VA as well, certainly can.
Yeah, I've often said there's nothing good covered by insurance, you
know? Well,
or the VA. I think we have to add to that as well.
Well, no, I don't want to slam the VA. They're doing a good job,
doing what
but they're
can.
Just
they're
overwhelmed.
Short, yeah, they're short.
They're really
short
overwhelmed.
Staffed,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
And especially with all the awareness of the psychological and spiritual aspects of combat. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, deal with a leg that's been blown off and you know, it's one thing to deal with that, but to deal with the psychological and emotional problems that also raise their head.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of more of a recent thing that we've dealt with our veterans coming back from
It's more
combat.
Of a recent thing that we're helping them deal with, but they've had that problem ever since combat started. I mean, World War I, they called it shell shock.
Yeah,
or World War II, they called it shell shock. Before that, it was called something else.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's been around. It's just it was only labeled relatively recently as PTSD.
Right.
But the symptoms have been around as long as there's been warfare.
Yeah.
So that's not new.
And do you find that in cultures that draft people into the military rather than, you know, people who join on their own, you know, fruition, wind up coming back a little worse off or...
I haven't heard of any studies that show that to be the case.
Yeah.
My guess would be it doesn't make any difference whether you're drafted or a volunteer as far as what the effect of combat can have on you goes. But certainly the fact that we have a volunteer army that is being sent on five deployments to Afghanistan, whereas if we had a draft, there probably would only be one deployment per person. So in that sense, the effect of the five deployments is a lot worse than it would be with a draftee going out once.
Yeah.
That's the other part of the injustice that's going on.
Right. Well, since it is volunteer, you know, I've seen some people, they go into the military, they get sent off to Iraq or Afghanistan. It's almost like they get psyched to go in a way. And I can't understand that personally. Why would you be excited to go to a place like that and to, you know, participate in combat?
Well, it's partly the kind of person you are if you feel this is a good thing to do. It's partly good motivation. You want to, you know, you want to help the country. It's partly instilled into them by the media, certainly by the military, the recruiters who, you know, tell them all kinds of great stories about how they're going to be wonderful warriors and they're going to be saving their country and so on. And the reality is something very different, and that's what's really tragic.
Yeah, they don't tend to tell the truth a lot. I've seen, you know, I've heard, oh yeah, you're going to go to South Carolina and clean guns, and then you wind up in Korea. You know, they don't really tell the truth a lot, and that alone would bother me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's another part of the injustice, and that's really what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I just want to end with is that I am offering this healing to veterans and spouses at reduced cost. In fact, I'm offering initial sessions free.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful, Don.
Subsequent sessions at half my normal rates.
Just for the veterans.
For the veterans and their spouses.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep. Yep.
That's something that people should latch right onto. Do you find that you work with just as many people from the Vietnam era as you do now with the...
No, because there's fewer of them still around.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, they're all in their 60s or even 70s now.
Right.
If they're even still there.
Yeah.
And many of them have succumbed because of the effects of their combat, physical or PTSD. Yeah.
Yeah. Stress will shorten your life. It'll reduce the quality of your life. And if you or someone you know or love in your family has been involved in the military and, you know, has some energetic problems with, you know, what's going on, this would be something to look into. Mm-hmm. Don Cameron, he works with energy medicine. He's a practitioner. How many years you've been doing this, Don?
About 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did you do before this?
I was in computers. Computer software and consulting, about as far from this as you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, so it's very, truly very a different. Calling for you.
It's definitely a calling.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so if people, the families of veterans or veterans themselves with problems that they feel that they've gotten while, you know, being deployed, want to get a hold of you, how would they be able to do that?
A couple of different ways. By phone, you can call me on 508-221-5537. Or you can look at my website, which is nhealing.com. That's energy healing, but just the first two letters, E-N-healing, all rolled together, .com.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to get back to you. There's a lot of information on the website. And any questions, you can call me or email me. The email's on the website also.
Are you one of the only people around who does this, or are you a group of people who...
There are probably 4 or 5 people on the Cape
who
have trained in the same method that I have.
And where does the training take place?
Training is around the country, actually. It's headquartered. The school is headquartered in Park City in Utah.
Okay.
But I did my training in Kripalu in the Berkshires and Omega in New York State.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was a Kripalu program. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right. So Don Cameron, he is an energy healer, a shaman. He works with veterans and their families. First consultation is at no charge. So why not give him a call? Once again, your phone number, Don?
508-221-5537.
And enhealing.com.
Correct.
Okay, I'd like to thank Don Cameron for joining me today to talk about energy healing in our veteran population, and also like to thank our wonderful engineer, Mr. John Braden, for helping with today's program.